This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu, to start, say, the Tyrus. The most challenging Seder in Shas, to learn properly as the Seder Mishnayis, is Mishnayis Tyrus, for two reasons, or let's say three reasons. One of them is that the halachas attack are very complex. There's a myriad of klolim and a myriad of details. Also, a lot of the details in halacha are mitlotoli in mitziyasin that are very far from our understanding. Our understanding of the topography bizman beis hamikdash and the different kalim that we use. There's a lot of physical things that have to be worked out. There's a lot of mishnayis that need almost, you have to make a picture in order to be able to understand the mitziyas. That adds to the difficulty. Of course, part of the difficulty of Tyrus is that most of us are not familiar with the basic klolim. The protim memela are going to be difficult if the klolim are not in place. Ma'oi, that even the klolim are really only protim of bigger klolim. And in Tyrus Befrat, there's a lot of gzeirus derabanan, so every klal has many yoytzim in a klolim. So there's a lot of klolim, there's a lot of protim. And like every other area in Shas, if you have the klolim with a certain clarity, avada aids a lot in being able to be mesader or yediyah brura in the protim. Many of the mefarshim started Mishnayis Tyrus before they started the Mishnayis with Ahakdama. In fact, one of the ikir classic svarim of Achronim, which there's a dearth of svarim of Achronim on Tyrus because we don't have a Gemara on Tyrus. We have a Gemara on Nida, but we don't have a Gemara on the other Masechta. So because of that, the sugis of Tyrus are spread every place in Shas. Because of that, there is a dearth of Rishonim, the Rishonim Afanorot in Tyrus, but we don't have the regular Seder. You can't learn Tyrus with Rashi, Tosfos, Rashba, Ramban, and Ritva. And Achronim as well wrote less on Tyrus. The last 100 years, there's been much more of a, last even 50 years, we'll say, there's been much more of an interest in Tyrus. The Chazon Ish, the Elige Chazon Ish opened up Seder Tyrus. One of the most famous Svarim is a Sefer called Mei Niftoach. Mei Niftoach was written as a Pirush on the Rambam's Hakdama. And he felt this was the venue to teach Tyrus because the Rambam in his Hakdama is Ma'asif, the Klolim and the Protim. He tries to make Seder before the Loimid steps into the Mishnayis itself to have some type of pictural structure. Some mental structure, the basic klolim of Seder Tyrus. And the Yochanan Boaz wrote a beautiful pirush. So, in this vein, what we'll try to do is, we'll try to be magdim, and we'll try to go through some of the klolim and the protim of Seder Tyrus without getting too involved, in order to give ourselves a little bit of help before we start. One of the basic klolim of Seder Tyrus is to be mesader, to understand that every tumah, we're learning Seder Tyrus, but really what we're going to be describing is different ways of Kabbalah's Tumah. There are three Mekoiris of Tumah. Every Tumah has a source. And Tumah prevents a person from being Oisik B'Tahara. He can transmit Tumah to other things, and that's going to be a whole avodah to learn up how far that Tumah can be transmitted. But let's first concentrate on the sources of Tumah. The sources of Tumah we're going to divide into three, and we're going to do this, is really in the first parak of Kalim, really in the beginning of Seder Tyrus, in terms of one of the areas, one of the ikki areas of Yiddish life that has to be b'tahara, is any asik in kochim, eating kochim, going into the Beis HaMikdash, kochim, also on a lesser level, includes achilas truma and coming into contact with truma, also that's one of the ikki areas where Tumah b'tahara plays a role. Which is why Tumah v'Tahara almost does not play a role b'zman hazeh. We don't have kochim, we don't have tyrus, we don't have tyrus, and we don't have trumas, so maybe we don't have the esek ha-tyrus. The one area in practical halacha that we have Tumah v'Tahara, we'll really call it two areas. One area is Meseches Nida, and that's Negeya, of course, the Hilchos Issurei Bia. And we have a slight element of Tumah v'Tahara as far as Kehanim coming into contact with Mesim, which is Negeh to Masechet Soilus. Besides that, we don't really have Tumah v'Tahara today. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were three areas, and there's a concept called Shiluach Machnos, and Shiluach Machnos means that a person who has a certain level of Tumah has to be out of a specific Machna. Depending on the Kedusha of that Machna, the level of Kedusha of that Machna, is who has to be sent out, and Chazal divide up the intensity of Tumah into three. The Tumah Hayoisa Chamura is a Tumah where the person himself becomes the source of Tumah. Where is a person a source of Tumah? A Metzairah. A Metzairah is a Tumah Chamura. Again, when we say word Chamura, is how intense that Tumah is. We're not delving into that now. But as far as the source of Tumah, his Chamura, because the halacha is that he has to be sent out of Machne Yisrael, which would mean Yerushalayim. There's another type of Tumah called Tumah Hayotze Migufa, where the person himself is Tomei, and he is the source of Tumah. What's Mitamehim is the fact that there's some type of Hafrosha, some type of Yetzia Migufoyu, Migufo, that renders the person Tomei. That type of Tumah is also a Tumah Chamura, in the sense we'll describe soon what's called an Av HaTumah, like a Mitzayra. But it doesn't have the intensity of Mitzrayim, the fact that there's no Shiluach Machnos in Machne Yisrael. The Tumois, HaChamurois, of Tumah HaYotze Migufa, with the Shiluach Mimachne Leviyo, which means from the entirety of the Har HaBayis, the Tumos HaYotze Migufa is a Yeledes, a Nida, a Zova, a Zov, and a Balkeri. We'll learn about that in Mesechas Nida, Mesechas Zovin, and so on, Mesechas Tvulyoim. The Tumah, which is less intense, in the sense that a person could remain on the Har HaBayis, he just can't come into the Mokem HaMekudesh proper, which is the Azorah, is a Tumah where the person is not a source of Tumah, but where he came into contact with a source of Tumah. The source of Tumah, in that sense, of coming into contact with Tumah, will be from anything that has to do with Misa. This is Tumas Nevela, Tumas Sheretz, and there are variations of a dead Sheretz and dead Behemoth. There's a whole different halachas. We'll have to learn about it in the Sechas Tyrus and elsewhere. There's also, of course, the concept of coming into contact with a mace. On one level, Tumas Mace is more intense, because Tahara will not be achieved just with Tefillah in a Mikvah, as is in many other areas of Tikkun HaTumah, say the Tahara of Tefillah in Mikvah. But over here it needs Efer Parah Adumah, which is a whole different level of intensity. But as far as Shiluach Machna is concerned, even a person who's Tomei Meis who needs Efer Parah does not have the same level of intensity. It doesn't have to be sent out of Machna Levi, only out of Machna Shechina, only out of the Azor. So again, the tumois that a person can come into contact with all have to do with tumah from a Baal Chai. There could be tumah coming into contact with a Yiddish body, which will not only be metame with the regular vehicles of touch and contact and moving, which are the regular oifanim of contracting tumah, but they will come into, they'll become tame also ba'oil. That's Tumah from a Yiddish mace. Tumah from a mace Akum is more limited. There's no Tumah ba'oihel. And then there's Tumah of coming into contact, like we said, with Dvorim HaMeisim, Balechayim HaMeisim, of Nevelos. Nevelos of animals, Nevelos of Oifos, has its own dynamic. And Nevelos of Shrotzen, not all creepy animals. It has to be certain types of Shrotzen. We'll learn about that as well. And of course, a person could be Tomei for coming into contact with the Tumas Hayotze Migufa. That means what happens if a person comes into contact with the Zov, with the Zov, with the Nida, and so on. That's also coming into contact. The person himself is not Tomei al Tumas Hayotze Migufa. He's Tomei al coming into contact with the Dover HaMetame. Okay, so that's the first Yesoid. Is to always be mechalik between the tumah, if it's tumah from within or tumah from without. Now, we have to understand that there are different levels of tumah and coming into contact with tumah. The general rule of thumb is that the source of tumah, the Dama HaMetame, in its first form, is called an Av HaTumah. Av means it's a source. Av is in relation to something that's mekabel tumah, where something that's mekabel tumah is a rishoin. A rishoin that transmits tumah to something else, that something is called a sheni. The sheni, obviously, if it transmits tumah, shlishi, revi, how far does it go? So it depends what type of dova amitame. Generally speaking, the dova amitamim, which means the person that's tumah yoytze migufoy, or a sheret, an avela, any of the dvarim hametamim. And when we say dvarim hametamim, in tuma yoytze migufoy is even the thing of the dover hametamim is also a source of tuma. So say it's the zoiv, or mashke that's yoytze from the zov, let's say roik, is also considered an original source. It's not considered something that's mekabel tuma from the person, it's considered the source of tuma. A sheret, an avela. The chiddush of a mace is that he goes up a darga and he's called avi avoisa tumah, which means that that which is mekabel tumah, that which comes into contact with a mace, on the one hand, it's not a source of tumah, it's only a mekabel tumah, but in terms of transmitting vaita, has a din of an av hatumah. A dead body is an avi avoisa tumah, something coming into contact with a dead body is an av hatumah, and it can transmit to a rishon. Now there are chilukim, how sensitive things are in order to, in biyachas to being mekabel and being biyachas to transmitting vaiter. We'll just point out also one other exception to the rule of things losing a darga and tumah when they get tome, when they become tome from something else, is the famous rule by a mess of cherev hareu kecholol, where the Torah says that the cherev that touches, v'chol ha'shi'iga apnei sod v'chalal cherev v'bimeis, apostle and parashas chukas, that the mekabel tumah of a cherev is not mekabel tumah as an av ha'tumah because it came into contact with a mess whose avi avois ha'tumah. A cherev hareu k'cholol, he has the din of avi avois. Chazal understood for a dover poshut that it wasn't only a cherev, even though that's the lashon of the pasuk, it means also kalim. The shail is how far to take kalim is makalek to shenim. If it's only kalim that are made out of metal that have a similarity to cherev, or it's all kalim that are makabel tumah from a maze become navi avois. Another exception to the rule of something coming into contact with the dover hametame that it goes down a darga is A boil nido who l'chor is only coming into contact with the nido, a nido is an avatoma, l'chor the boil nido should be a rishon l'toma. No, the halacha is that he has a din like the nido herself, he's an avatoma, and he's metame shivas yomim like a nido. So l'moshul, by cherev harei kuchol, this is a shayla, how far to take the idea that it is kuchol, that it's like a dead body. Is it just that it's navi avayis ha-tumah in terms of level of intensity of the tumah? What about in terms of the oifen ha-transmission? Things that are metame are usually metame b'maga, b'masa. There are other oifanim which we'll see. The chiddush of a mess is that it can transmit tumah even ba'oil. What about the cherif? What about kalim? Do they transmit tumah even derech oil? That is a good question. It's machlek tushayim. Now, another important rule is the level of sensitivity of each thing which is mekabel tumah. The din of an avat tumah is that it transmits tumah to anything that's mekabel tumah. However, a rishon l'tumah is any person who comes into contact with an avat tumah, any oichel, any mashka, and any kli. Whereas a rishon l'tumah can only transmit tumah people do not become sheni l'tumah. Kalim do not become a sheni l'tumah. There is an exception to the rule of people becoming a sheni l'tumah, and that is, how far do we say tumah travels? Like we said, kalim and odom are not sensitive enough to be mekabel tumah from a rishon. Only oichel mamashkim. That being said, even by oichel umashka, the stop point is a sheni l'tumah. Regular oichel umashka does not have a concept of shlishi l'tumah. However, truma and kochim are more sensitive to tumah. A sheni, an oichel, which is a sheni l'tumah, can transmit tumah to oichel, which is truma uve kochim. A kochim is even susceptible to be mekabel tumah as a revi. So shallow whether that's deraisa or that's a maila that they made in kachim to make a revi bekachim. But that's another level of sensitivity. Like we said, there's one exception to the rule of a person becoming a sheni, and that is what's called the rule of a tful yoim or mechusik kibur. There's a concept where a person becomes tohar, generally speaking, a person becomes tohar where he's tovel in a mikveh, except for somebody who's tamei meis, where he has to have a hazor sefer paro. However, beyond the tefillah, there's also a din that he becomes fully tohar only by harav shemesh, only by shgiyah. However, be'etzem his tumah went off. Lama zogim that he was av hatomeh, he was a balkeri. I'm sorry, I just said a balkeri. It's important to point out that a balkeri, even though he's a source of tumah, it's not poshut that he's really a source of tumah. Could be that he's only a mekabel tumah from the shichva zera, which is a source of tumah. Could be he's only on the level of being a mekabel tumah. He only becomes a rishon. That's exes a kosu, that a balkeri only becomes a rishon l'tumah. A zov, a zova, a nida, a yeledes, the other tumas are yetz mikufay. They themselves are a source of tumah. So we have a fellow who was tameh, a woman who was tmeah. They were toivel. In order for them to be fully yoytzim mitumah l'tayra, it's not only enough to have the tefillah b'mikveh, they also have to have harav shemesh of shkia. Be after the tefillah, be'etzim the tumah is off, they have this association with tumah that they become like a sheni l'tumah. Now what's the nafkamin of a person becoming a sheni l'tumah? A, he can't walk into the azorah that day, he can't eat truma or kachim. B is that if he comes into contact with truma or kachim, he could render them a shlishi or a revi. So really people don't become a sheni, but that's the case where a person would function, his level of tumah of a tful yoim is like a sheni. The other case that we mentioned is a mechusik kippurim. Mechusik kippurim is somebody who is toivel mitumosi, but he still has to bring a karbon. Mostly by an isha yeledes, also by a zovo. A zova in certain cases have to bring a karbon. What's left after the tefillah is completed is a state of tful yoim. It's like a tful yoim, that is. It's mechusik kippurim. The karbon renders a certain level of the remnants of tumah still there. Again, also betrum v'kachim, also beknisa lazara, and it could be mitame. Those people could be mitame trum v'kachim. They're like a shame. Okay, let's go again quickly through the Dvorim HaMetamim. Dvorim HaMetamim is the things that are sources of tumah. So of course, the Avi Avos HaTumah is a mace. Not all chalokim of the mace are metame the same. That means, of course, when we talk about a dead body, b'derecha, we're talking about a dead body. Kipshutoi. However, there's also a whole subject when we learn Maseches Oilus, al chelke haguf. There's kezayis, bosom, and amaze. There's a maze sholem. This is also a big noise, by the way, Maseches Nozir, where one of the main issues of Maseches Nozir are the chalokim of how a Nozir becomes tummy. The oifen had transmission of tumas amaze, and what chalokim. There's a kezayis of the liquid of the nest, of the mess. There's a revius damen amaze. There's that somis amaze. How many bones? Rebinyan. All these are complicated. So, give me a tesham alone Maseches Oilus. We're not going to. A chelik of the mess, like we said, the Avi Avos HaTumah is a chiddush, even something that is mekabel tumah from the mess has a din. Avi Avos HaTumah, we discussed machlokes to shoinim, whether it mamish becomes a mess. Another famous halacha, which is in Maseches Oilus, is the halacha that's called Goyel V'Doifek, which means the chalokim of the kever are metame like the mess. Not only are they things that receive tumah from the mess, they have a din of the mess themselves. Is it the tombstone and the actual rock that's there? We'll leave it at that. Again, each one of these things is a whole discussion. There are chalokim, by the way, that have it of the mess and the whereabouts of the mess that have a din to be metame, which is only derabbanon, as in all other areas in Tyrus. There are layers and layers of gzeirus derabbanon. There's a famous gzeiru, we'll mention it briefly, is tumas eretz amim. Chazal geizer, that a person who goes to chutz laretz has a din like going to a place where there might be a mess. And it's as if he stepped into a field, he stepped over mason. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there are places where kvarim are lost. Whole fields, this is a din called a beis apras. This is a sugya unto its own. Again, we're not going into details, we're just painting a picture. Tumas Sheretz, which is of course not Navi Avoisatum, it's an Avatumo. Anything that it comes into contact with, Odom, Kelim, Oichov, Mashke, will become a Rishoin. Again, like we said, it's not all creepy, crawly things. It's only seven Shrotzim that are delineated in Parshas Shmini. What we didn't mention by mess is that each thing has an amount. Lemoshul, by a bosom and ames and dam and ames, the a kazayis and so on. You have this concern also by sheretz. A piece of a sheretz has to also have a shear. The shear is a unique shear called the shear of an adasha. We're going to have a lot of this in Meseches Tyrus and elsewhere. Dam sheretz is also mitame kibsoroi. Bosa sheretz is only mitame kolzman that it doesn't decompose. Nevela as well. Nevela from an animal, behemoth toira, behemoth tmeya, doesn't make a difference. The chalokim of bosur ha-behemoth are separate, let's say, than the parts that are not oichel at all. The horns, the bones of a behemoth, karneo, tlofeo, oira are not mitame. An ever sholem of a nevela has its own tumo. Even if it's less than a kazayis, which is normally the share of a bosser, and Eva Shalom is like a barrier, so it has a chshivus. Even though it's less than a kazayis, we're going to have a lot of that in oilus also, by a mess also. An Eva Shalom is something else. Dogim. Kosher fish, non-kosher fish, oifos tmeim are also not makabal tumma. There is a unique chiddish that a nevela of an oif tohor is metama a person, even though bad some oifos are not metama. An oif of a nevela tohira is also not mitame. Where is it mitame? It's mitame if a person is to eat it. Now if he eats it, avad is oif and a lav deraisa of eating nevela. Besides for that, there's a unique halacha called tumah bebeis habliyah. Is this a form of maga or it's a separate unique halacha? That's a good shala for the lav deraisa. There's a lot of raid about that. Reb Chaim v'chule. There's another unique type of source of tumah which is related to the sugya of mace, but not really, and that's the sugya of mechatos. The mayim that's used for the para aduma itself is a source of tumah, which is a chiddush. It's mitaher. This is part of the mystery, the choik that nobody can understand about para aduma. The mufarshim speak about this. It's a dover that creates tahara. It generates tahara. It itself is a source of tumah. Mainly does mitame zera that's yoitze from a person. Is if it's still in liquid form, is metame. The same way he becomes tame, that itself is tame. However, the shechva zera itself is an av hatoma. The balkeri through which the zera passed is only a rishon l'toma. It's as if he was only mekabel toma, not that he himself is a source of the toma. A zov, the zov is metame, mashke of the zov is metame, and the zov himself is also a source of toma. Just a word. The difference between a balkeri, which is a regular yitzia zera from a zocher, and by the way, the zera is metame in a keva who's pelete shichva zera as well. And we'll see there's a special halacha l'gabi azov insofar as that's concerned. A zov is a mashke that's yoytze me'oyse mokoim, but it's some type of mashke that's a derech choyli. It's not derech normal functioning. And it creates a tumah, and that could be a tumah chamura. First of all, he's a source of tumah. He's not just a mekabel tumah where he's a rishon, he's an avatumah. A zov is an avatumah. Mashke zov is metame. Zov will also have chumris legabe the oifin of transmitting tumah. We'll get to that, mitzvah Hashem, in a few minutes. One unique facet that we have in a zov is that there's a buildup of different types of different, how many times a person was roya zovah. That means, most tumas, a person could be metamit to 50 meisim, it's exactly the same thing as being metamit to one meis. He touched 150 shrotzim, it's the same thing as touching one. In zov, if a person had one re'iyah, then that ziva has a din like a balkeri, that he's a rishon l'tumah, he's not a chalois of a zov. What he is a balkeri, but he was roya zov, it's the same thing. If he had two re'iyahs, what's called two re'iyahs, doesn't mean this year and next year. It means they're connected somehow. 2 days straight, two on one day. So then he upgrades and he's not only a mekabel tumah from the zoiv, but he actually becomes a source of tumah. He becomes a rishon l'tumah. Sorry, he becomes an avat tumah, not just a rishon l'tumah. And then his halacha is that he does not become tohar right away with tefillas mikvah, like a balkeri. He's tohen shiva nikiyim. Remember, by a nida, this is elementary, that by a nida she needs shiva nikiyim. It's not just enough when she sees dam nidus. We'll get to understand in a few minutes how we have dam nida. In the simple sense, a pasuk in Torah is that a woman who has dam nida has to wait 7 days. She's tevelas b'mikvah, harav shemesh, and she's tohara. The same thing is true on a zov who had two re'ears that are connected, like we said. And there's a chiddush, which you don't have by a nida, is that a zov has to be mitayr himself b'mayim chayim, with a main mayim, not with a regular mikvah. If he has three re'ears that are connected, that's a whole separate halacha. There we have a pasuk in Parshas Metzora that he has to bring a korban b'yom shmini. He's an av tumah, but he also has a separate din. He's a mechusik kiburim until he brings a korban. After his tahara b'mei, he has to count shevenekim. Shevenekim is what we know of shevenekim, that it has to be without any ears, and he has to be boidik. He has to bring a korban described in Parshas Metzora. The halacha that a zov becomes a zov, that he needs, that his mashkois, we said roik and meiraglayim. Mayinoisov beloshen chazal atmeim, and they become an avatum. Also, he has tumas chamurois as an av, how the tumas are transmitted. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. That halacha of a zov is true by a zova. A zova is a woman who sees dam. It's like dam nida, the substance is the same, it's different days of the month. One is the regular days in her period when she should be seeing dam nida. The other is, and we'll have to see which days and how many days she has a re'ir. When she has one re'ir, so she needs shiva nikiyim. When she has two re'ir, then she becomes a zova gedoyla, and then she needs shiva nikiyim. That means like this. Midairaisa, a nida, does not need to count shiva yimei nikiyim. What she needs to do is she has to wait 7 days. She's tevelas b'yem shvi, and harav shemesh, she becomes toiru. Hein legabi kochim, by the way, and hein lebailo. The iser lebailo of a nido and a zova goes together with the tahara. Then there's a separate parasha by a zova called that if she has multiple re'ios, if she has two re'ios, it's chal on her the din of shiva nikiyim, and that's the halacha that we're familiar with of bidikois, to make sure that she's not a roi adam. That's a halacha of a zova. The Gemara says in Nida that because it's hard to count the days of the month, so Mimela Klal Yisrael was Mekabel as a fact across the board. It's a Gzeira and it's a fact of Jewish life that we're Mekabel on ourselves, that a woman who sees Dam Nida, even though Batsim she doesn't need Shiva Nikim, we treat all women as a Zobois. And a Zova needs Shiva Nikim. Now, she needs Shiva Nikim, but she can be Mitaya in a Mikvah. A Zov, remember, needs Tvilo in a Mayon, in Mayim Chaim. A Zova does not. If she has two re'ears, she upgrades her tumah. She was an av tumah, by the way, when she's a nida, as opposed to a zov that with one re'ear is like a balkeri, it was only a rishon. A zova is right away, a nida is an av tumah, a zova is an av tumah. Two re'ears upgrades, then now she needs sheva nikim, not just to wait 7 days, but sheva nikim with bedikas. On a third re'ear, 3 days straight, she's now mechuyev a korban, similar to what we described by a zov. Now, even though we've upgraded, Klal Yisrael has upgraded all Noshim Nidois to Zovois, they do not need Tvila in Mayim Chaim. That's only halacha by a Zov, not by a Zovo, which would make practical Tahara very difficult because the regular mikvah would not suffice. This is the Shita of Roiv Ruban Shavashen. There is a minority opinion that a Zovo needs Tvila b'mayon, Mayim Chaim, as well as a Zov. It's not accepted at all, la halacha. Klal Yisrael is not knowing that way. There's a whole separate area of Gzeiris Dirabonon, of people that don't have Tumas, but that's Midaraisa, they're not Mekabel Tumah, they don't transmit Tumah. Chazal imposed on them Tumah. First of all, Goyim. Goyim are not Mekabel Tumah, not Dam Nida, not Dam Ziva, not Dam Zov, none of that. Goyim are not sensitive to absence of Tahara. They're not Tahirim, in the middle they don't suffer. Spiritually, there's no Kabbalah's Tumah. Chazal didn't want Yidin and Goyim coming into contact. There were Goyim's Tumah, Ziva, Bein al Schorim, Bein al Nekeva, whether they saw, whether they didn't see. Nekeva Mibas Shalashonim, because that's when she becomes a Nekeva. Bezocho, because that's when he can be a Roya, Roya Shechva Zeremi, Ben Teisha Shonim Olamalo. Then there's a whole nother din of chaverim, which are people that are shtark medaktik in Tahara, there was a whole culture, bimei habayis, of people that were makbid on Tahara with all sorts of harchokos, and there were goyzer, we find it in Chagiga and other places, there was a whole hierarchy of those that were makbid to eat chulim b'tahara. They were chaverim, and they didn't want to come into contact. They were goyzer on amiratzim, they're not makbid on dine tahara. They were makbid on them that they're kivyochol zovim, zovois, until proven otherwise, and a tamd chochem would not shake hands or come into physical contact with an amoritz because of that. By dam nida, there's nida deraisa, with agosha, there's nida derabonon, without agosha, we'll see that in Mesachas nida. Yoledes, there's a regular Yoledes who had a child. That is Yoledes. There's a difference between Yoledes Zoch and Yoledes Nekeva, the psukim in the beginning of Parashat Tazria. There's Yoledes who miscarried. That's a whole separate subject. We'll have that. We had it in Mesachas Kinim. We'll have more of it in Mirtz Hashem. In other Mesachas over here in Seder Tyrus. And then we hit Mitzayra. Mitzayra is a source of Tumah and Tumah Chamurim. Mitzayra is an Abba Tumah. And we preceded our discussion of Shiluach Machnois by saying V'midim Mesuyemis Tzoras is a worse Tumah than any other type of Tumah because he sent Mechutz L'Machna Yisrael. By and large, the dinim of a Mitzayra are the same as a Zov, who's a source of Tumah, not just a Mekabel Tumah. Is Metameh, B'maga, B'masa, B'mishka, B'mesha, which we'll discuss, U'merkav, Mayanoisov, Roike, Meme, Raglov, Atmeim. Legabe Gevissidinim, a Zov is different than a Mitzayra. We'll have to see. A Mitzayra has one din, which is, again, a din M'chudish in Parshas Tzoras, which is that a Mitzayra is Mitame B'bio El Habayis. If a Mitzayra comes into a house, it's sort of like a mess that's mitame everything in the house by oil, all the kelim. So over here also a mitzvah that comes into a house, he'll be mitame odom v'kelim hanimtzoyim shom. And everything will become rishon l'tumah. They become mekablei tumah even though they didn't come into physical contact. However, the gedorim of bi'al habayis are not exactly the same thing as oil. There is a din oil which is also different. We'll have to see mitzvah Hashem mesachas negoyim. There's two types of mitzayra, by the way. There's a mitzayra muchletes and a mitzayra that's not muchletes. Mitzayra muchletes, as far as the tumah is concerned, they're both the same. A mitzayra which is muzger, which means that he's locked up pending whether he's going to be considered a full mitzayra. As far as his tumah is concerned, it's the same. But after the tahara, let's say a mitzayra muzger that's pronounced Torah has to be tevel and mikveh, he's good to go. A mitzayra muchletes then has to go through a whole Seder Torah. Michutz lamachna, when he's allowed back in, first he has to go through shnei tziporim, a whole process described in the beginning of Parshas Mitzayra outside the machna, and then he's mechusik kippurim and he has to come back inside. Ubayem shemini, he has to go through a whole Seder Torah. So that has two different dinim also. His status in those 7 days, he's not just a regular mechusik kippurim who's like a sheni l'tumah. He's a mechusik kippurim. He was mitayer himself, but he's an avatumah. But he definitely does have dinim of that he's mitam b'maga and so on. We'll have to see the pratim of that as well. There's of course two other types of tumas besides for a mitzayra that's kalan or odom. There's nigi begodim and nigi batim. Both of them are sources of tumah. The rocks from the house, which normally is a psachidish, because the house itself L'chayra can't be a source of tumah, because one of the halachas of a source of tumah is that mechubal l'karka doesn't have tumah. Here it does. A bayis hamenuga is a source of tumah. Begodim, beged hamenuga is also a source of tumah, and both of them have a din of an avat tumah. Oh, we forgot one other type of avat tumah. We mentioned before that mechatos is a source of tumah, is an avat tumah. We forgot something that's negen kotshim. The other chalokim of kochim that are not part of a regular Seder HaKrova in the Beis HaMikdash, at a certain point when they're outside the Beis HaMikdash, they become sources of tumah. Namely, Parah Adumah. Anybody who's oisik in Parah Adumah becomes an Av HaTumah. The Sar Lazozel, the one who took the Sar Lazozel, also, it's kochim that's nit chalachutz, on Yom Kippur that is. Parah Manisrofim, Sirim Manisrofim are certain types of chatois that the dam is spritzed inside the heichel, not the regular carbon, and the bosa has to be taken out of Yerushalayim. So this, being that that bosa was sent away, when it's sent away, it's chal Hashem tumah on the bosor to be metame, the ones that are carrying the bosor out, they also become sources of tumah. Okay, when we talk about transmitting tumah from an av to a rishon, from a rishon to a sheni, and so on and so forth, we said there are different ifanim of transmitting tumah. One ifin, the poshta ifin, is it comes in the physical contact. That's called maga. Masa is another type of tumah. Masa means where a person is not in physical contact. There's some type of something, but he's carrying it. Lamashal, carrying something in a box. Person's carrying a nevela in a box, he's not touching the nevela, but he's carrying it. So that's tumas maso. Not everything that's mitam b'maga is mitam b'maso. We'll see if it's Hashem l'gabi nevelas, l'gabi shrotzen, what yeah, what not. There's a subcategory of maso, it's called hesed. Hesed means not that he's carrying it. Even carrying it is not so much. What's called carrying it? That means it takes up more weight, the person's carrying more because he's carrying the source of tumah as well. Hesed means he moves it mimakoimo, he kicks it, he pushes it with a stick. That's also a form of contact. Exactly, if there's tumas masa without hesed, if hesed functions without masa, these are all good questions. And they have to be in Nisbar. They're all dinim that will be in Nisbar, Mitzvah Hashem, in Mesechus Tyrus and elsewhere. There are other subcategories of this type of thing. There's something called Evan Misame. It means, L'mashal, a Zov is sitting on a rock and somebody else comes along and he puts his finger under the rock. He's not carrying the Zov. He's not moving the rock, but somehow there's some type of transmission of Tumah. So these are all, we're going to have to go into the problem of Maga, Masa, Hesed, Evan Misame. Oh, it's important to note there's a mechudishdika type of maga. Maga means physical touch. That's by most things. Kli cheres has its own unique culture of tumah v'tahara. A kli cheres, l'moshel a sheretz, in the simple case, we're going to learn some mesechus kelim. A sheretz touches the outside of a kli cheres. We see a kli cheres b'etzem as not a kli. All it is a piece of earthenware. It's not a piece of eitz or even or metal, which has a chshivus. It's a piece of earthenware. Earthenware is not metame. What turns a kli of earthenware into a kli is the form, is the structure. Touching the outside, therefore, is not called coming into contact with it. The chshivus of a kli cheres is only mibifnim, only the toich of the kli, the kibble of the kli. So a sheretz that falls into a kli cheres is metame. Not only that, the kli cheres has a chumra. What we just said is a kula. Kli cheres has a chumrah that if a sheretz is dangling in the ear space, even without touching, that's called physical contact. Whereas a kli mateches eitz, even it has to actually touch the kli. This is a very, very important halacha. We're going to learn a lot about this in Yetzer Hashem. There's another form of transmission of tumah. The tumahs that are the people that are sources of tumah, not mekablei tumah. Zova, zov, nida, yeledes, are mitamin bitumas medris. Which means that not only transmission in terms of touching, moving, mesit, but even medris is something that has to do with sitting and sleeping. That means a mattress that is a place of mishkav of a zov, or a chair which is a place of moishav of a zov, have a choymer that they become like the Zov himself. Similar to the halacha of Cherev Ari Kuchol, that it becomes like a mace. Over here, the bed and the chair, the saddle, let's say, of these tumahs that are sources of tumah, the tumah yoytzi migufoy, they become like the person himself because the person's body fits in over there, and they have a din of an avatumah adorishon, which I mentioned enough community, could then be metame, other things. We discussed by a mitzvira has a bazunder, a parasha of transmission of tumah called bio el abayis, and also standing in the same oil. It's not exactly the same thing as the more familiar oil of tumas meis. There's a lot that we're going to see. Half of Maseches Aholis is going to be about the different dimensions. How exactly, what's called in the same oil, how big of an oil. There's the Pesach Tefach, it's very complicated halakas. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have to learn the Masechta Biyur. What about two things that are touching each other? At what point do they become one thing? Lamashal, a sheretz touched one Rice Krispie in a bowl of cereal. Eichel's mekabel tuma. At what point do we say, oh, it's all the Rice Krispies are one? This is what's called the sugya of tuma b'chiburim. We'll have the end of say the tairis. We'll have a different chalokam of eichel. We'll have uktsin. We'll have yadayim. Different things. The stem of a fruit. At what point? The pits. The peel. At what point is it part of the fruit? At what point is it a zach for itself? But it would then have to transmit. Lamashal, if you'd say the sheretz touches the peel of an apple that's partly off, does the apple itself now become a rishon, or is the peel a rishon and it does not make the apple into a sheni if it's an apple of kulin? This is all sugyas in those mesechtes. This is the sugya of tumah b'chiburim. There's another place where we have tumah b'chiburim, a little bit more complicated. The Torah, several times in Parsha Shmini, uses a musik that a person's mekabel tumah l'moshel, a person is picks up a sheret, so it says the person himself becomes tame, v'rochas p'sor b'mayim, and then he's koivis begodim. The Torah says he has to wash his clothing. What's that about? Not the laundry. What the Torah is saying is that his clothing are mekabel tumah. Now, b'pashtus is very shver, because lefi the rules, the way we set them down, a sheretz is an avatumah, a person becomes a rishon. The only thing that is mekabel tumah to become a sheni is only oichel umashke, not kelim. So why would his clothing become tumah? So here we have halacha that since the clothing are on him, while he's touching the sheretz, anything he's wearing is part of him, and it becomes a rishon l'tumah with him. This is only true legabe a person. Whatever a person's wearing, his shoes, his hat, his eyeglasses, etc., it all becomes tumah, and all of it needs tefillah. Otherwise known as kibbutz begodim. That's another halach of something being part of the thing which transmitted the tumah, even though an Adam and his clothing, one is Adam, one is Caleb, they become one thing. That's called tumah b'chibur. Okay, another whole area we discussed, what are the sources of tumah? What are the oifanim of transfer of tumah? We discussed very briefly. And now we have the dvarim hanitmoim. We've spoken about Adam. We've spoken about kelim, we've spoken about oichlim, we've spoken about mashkin. Each one has its own dynamic. Adam and kelim can only be mekabel tumah mi'avatumah from avi avosatumah, and not from rishon tumah. That we've discussed a bunch of times. Midrabbanon, there are oifanim that in Adam is a sheni l'tumah, mitz Hashem, we'll have to see. Oichlim mashkin, when they're mekabel tumah, from an avatum, let's say from a mes, they do not become an avatum. A mes is avi avos atum. An odom that touches a mes is an avatum. However, oichel mashkim do not become an avatum. They become posel. They become like a rishon l'tum. The reason for this is a gzeres hakosuv that only that which has tefillah in a mikvah absorbs tumah on a higher level. An odom is nitar b'mikveh, v'meleh he becomes an avatumah or rishon l'tumah. Ma'ashein kein, oichel u'mashkin does not have tefillah b'mikveh. Kelim do, so a kli that comes into contact with a dead body becomes an avatumah. However, oichel u'mashkin, they become a rishon l'tumah, and then they can transmit to a sheni, or even vayter, if it's truma v'kotchim, but they do not become an avatumah. That's exactly kosher. Now, there's a lot of halachos in mitzvah shamulun meseches kelim. There's a lot of halachos about kelim, which kelim are considered kelim. The material of a kli, a piece of metal, a piece of wood, is not a kli. A kli has to have a certain surah. A kli, there's a lot of categories. The Rambam Lamashal, the beginning of Hilchos Kelim, defines there's begodim, there's sak, there's kli or, there's kli etzem, made of bone, there's kli mateches, metal, kli etz of wood, kli cheres. We already discussed the unique capacity of a klicheres, the gabi transmitting tumor, the gabi being mekabel tumor. Other materials are not mekabel tumor. So, Moshul, with this negetas, bisman azez, the gabi tefilas kelim. If something's made out of plastic, aluminum, rubber, v'chule, you have to know what's considered made of a material that has tumor. That's what tefilas kelim is tali. And that's a place where it'll happen after coming to the gabi os. Odom, who's mekabel tumor, again, is a yid, not a goy. It doesn't make a difference if it's a godl, a cotton, a shoita, a bardas, or yidn can be mekabel tumah. Oichel has unique chiddush
that we don't see oichel, the mashal, a piece of meat, an apple, a vegetable from the ground, as oichel until it's huchsha lekabel tuma. Psukim in Parshas Shmini, where one of the seven mashkois, the Rosh HaTev says, Yad Shochad Dam, Yayin Dam, Shemen Cholov, Tal Dvash Dvorim, this is the subject of Meseches Machshirin. It's Huchshar LeKabel Tumo. The Huchshar LeKabel Tumo by a Kli, the Marshal, turning into a Kli, could be taking a piece of metal and giving it some type of tsura to that it now serves in some type of capacity as a Kli. Certain Kelim need Mamish to be a final product, certain Kelim don't. We'll learn all about that in Mitzvah Hashem. But Legabi Oichel, what turns it into an Oichel that's Mekabel Tumo is the Huchshar LeKabel Tumo. Mashkim on the Kabel Tumah, obviously without Hechshir, because the Oichel only needs one of the Mashkim to touch it. Which liquids on the Kabel Tumah? Is it only the seven liquids that we have on the record, Lagabe being Mashal the Kabel Tumah, or any liquid? That's a good question. It's a Machloikis, Machloikis Tanoim, in the Mishnah and Trumas. There's another discussion, which is important, about the Shear. How much Oichel is Mekabel Tumah? How much Shreds Mitztumah? Is the shear of a kezayis? Is the shear of a kebetza? It's clear on the record that there's a chiluk between absorbing tumma, being mekabel tumma, and transmitting. What's their ice? What's their abonon? Is another major machlok sushen we'll see about. Mashkim has a separate shear. The shear of mashkim is not a kezayis, it's not a kebetza. More revius. Other shear. We have to mention also there's a whole number of tumois which are completely gzeiris to rabbonon. Things that are not even subcategories of their Isis. Lamashal, somebody who drinks mashkin tmeim, they called him tome, because maybe he'll come into contact with truma when he has it in his mouth. They made him into a tome. Even though be'etzem, mashkin can't be transmit tumah to another. If a person is toivel and mayim she'uvim, which would make tumah on anybody l'chayru who went into a shower. It's one of the... In yonim of a shower after a mikveh is that b'man ha-migdosh, after the mikveh, when a person was tor, he would not be able to take a shower. That's a din d'rabbonon. There's another din, kisvei ha-kodesh, an obscure din, that kisvei ha-kodesh ha-mekabel tumah. Tumas yodayim is a whole nother mesechta. Tumas yodayim is the source of what we know as the mitzvah d'rabbonon of netilas yodayim, where chazal will geyser a new status of tumah on the hands of a person, which doesn't make sense on a deraisa level, because deraisa, if something touches the smallest aver of a person, touches his pinky or the edge of his nose, the halach is, of course, he becomes tamei and gansen. There's another type of tumah derabbanan, even where he didn't really come into contact with tumah, where your yadayim of a person are shniim with tumah, because of that he has to wash his hands for truma, because of that chazal were goyzen, they made a mitzvah of netil sedayim. That's the source of our netil sedayim that everybody knows. The other gzeiros d'rabbanan, which we'll see in Yetzer Hashem. How does something become tohar? The standard answer is tefillah b'mikvah. But we said oichel u'mashkin can't. Kli cheres also cannot. The way a kli cheres that was mekabel tumah becomes tohar is ayde shvira. The gedorim of shvira l'chayr is a no-brainer. The Torah says it. That means that's not just a din that now is ois kli, so it turns back into a piece of earth and therefore becomes tohar. But it is a chalois shvira that's mafkir the shem tomo. How that shvira takes place by kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches, kli etz and so on is the subject of a lot of dinim in Meseches Kelim. Last but not least, this is the part of taharis that's more bakant in the yeshivish meseches, is what's known as the halacha of sofik tomo. Sveikis of tomo, a lot of the source of halachas of chazokos, if something has a cheskes tara, cheskes tuma, are to be found in dinei tuma v'tara. There are gedorim of when we use chazokas in hilchas tara. There's a gzeirus hakosav, a fascinating gzeirus hakosav called sofik tuma b'shus hayochid, where we go l'chumra even keneged a chazokah, we're mitame, we learn it out from soita. There's a loch of sofik tuma b'shus harabim. Is that geboit on a cheskes tara? Is that geboit on sofik deraisa l'kula? Other Rishonim say there's a lot of halachas back and forth on that. The Baruch Hashem, I think we were makif the Rosh Hashanah, the Mamish Rosh Hashanah, the tip of the iceberg, but in a pretty thorough way. Bez Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us koyach lulmoid ulalamed lishma v'lasos. And avada, when we start say the Tiras, we start with a tefillah yiratzen sheyibana beis hamikdash meherev yomenu v'sein chalkenu v'sarasecho v'shom navodcha b'yiru k'me'elu mokshan k'admoniyos. Mitz Hashem, we're ready to start Maseches Kelim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.